In South Africa, President Jacob Zuma is facing accusations of corruption. His hold on power is not in question, but his ability to address the nation is, like last night in Parliament. NPR's Afebio Quistartian reports.
Parliamentary decorum flew out of the window in Cape Town as MPs from the opposition far-left Economic Freedom Fighters Party noisily interrupted President Jacob Zuma's attempts to address the nation, chanting thief, tsotsi, and calling him a constitutional delinquent. Then EFF party leader Julius Malema, an erstwhile ally of Zuma and now an implacable adversary, went for the jugular.
Sitting in front of us here, it's a man, an incorrigible man, rotten to the core.
Zuma has had to repay taxpayer money used to improve his large country estate and faces continuing accusations of corruption. As tempers rose and insults flew, there were heated exchanges between opposition MPs and the parliamentary presiding officers trying to maintain order. After more than an hour's disruption, Lower House Speaker Balega Mbete ordered them out.
Honorable Malema, may I ask the sergeant at arms to please escort Honorable Malema out of the house? Now.
You can kill me, it's fine, kill me.
About 30 security men in white shirts clashed with 25 distinctively red-clad EFF MPs, forcibly removing them from the floor. President Zuma calmly looked on at the chaos before eventually delivering his address to the nation. He later called his opponents unrepresentative.
These people only represent 6% of the nation. It's not like an overwhelming feeling.
South Africa's main opposition Democratic Alliance walked out of the House before the president's speech. The DA says it's heading to court over the excessive use of force during the chaos and the deployment of more than 400 troops to maintain law and order around Parliament. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.